Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Caroline Pam from the Kitchen Garden, who are putting on an amazing chili festival this coming Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, at Mike's Maze in Sunderland. Now, first of all, Caroline, is this chili the food with beef or beans in it? Or is this chili the stuff that grows on little vines? Or is this all of the above?
All of the above. Chili Fest is our farm festival celebrating hot peppers. We also have a chili cook-off on Saturday and a hot sauce competition on Sunday.
Now, you have very kindly, over the course of several years, invited me to judge your chili competition, and I have not been able to do it until this year, where I will finally be able to be judging the chili, not the chilies.
So the chili cook-off is on Saturday. The event is from 12 to 5. The free public tasting for all of the chilies that are being entered. Anyone can enter the chili cook-off, so you can come and sample them between 12 and 3, and then Monty, you and the other judges will judge them at 3:30.
Who are the other judges?
We have Susie Chang, cookbook author.
Who I've had on several times reviewing different fun cookbooks that have come out about like Downton Abbey and about Game of Thrones. Who else?
We have O'Brien Tomlin from the Sierra Grill.
Who is a total foodie and works in food all the time.
Loves hot sauce too.
Yeah.
But we also have Lou Eckes of Holy Smokes, former fame.
Also the person who discovered Rachel Ray and trained almost every famous celebrity chef that you've ever seen on television. So why am I one of these judges? I am not an expert.
I know you love hot stuff. I've heard you talk about
it. I do.
Yep.
I love the hot stuff.
So what I think is kind of amazing about the event is that it's really for any person of any age. So it's a great event for families because there's incredible bands playing. There's foods that you can be tasting as an adult. Maybe you want to taste a little bit more hot, maybe not. And you can be learning about cooking, but there's also food for kids. And for a little bit more, folks can also go to Mike's Maze and kind of trop through there.
Is the maze going to be open too?
The maze is open. Yeah, you can come and just enter Chili Fest or just enter the maze, or you can do a discount pass and do it all.
Plus, there's live music with some of our favorite bands, which
amazing.
Are, you know, the Lonesome Brothers, the Legends, Appalachian Still, Rusty Bell, and Northampton's new Bell of the Ball, new favorites, and the kids are going to be there.
We're so psyched.
Yeah. Now, you brought all sorts of chilies with you.
Oh,
Caroline
yeah.
Pam from the Kitchen Garden. Are these from your garden?
Absolutely. Yeah. We grew all these, and this is just a little sampler. We grew about 3 dozen different varieties of hot peppers on the farm this year.
And if you were in the studio with us, you'd see that this color palette of
it's
these
amazing,
peppers
yeah.
is really a metaphor for all the harvesting and food that is grown by the Kitchen Garden. And you were sharing with me, you could do a little geography lesson with
yeah.
these peppers about the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. Chilies are so fundamental to so many different cuisines around the world. And just here, this handful, I have India, Bulgaria, Thailand, Peru, Jamaica, all represented in just a few chilies here.
But will they all grow? You grew all of these?
They grow beautifully here.
Yeah, you would think that the hotter the climate, the hotter the chilies. Is that true?
You know, sometimes when you get a real hot, dry season, they'll be extra spicy.
Uh-huh. What is the hottest one you have there?
This one here is the Trinidad Scorpion. This is even hotter than what is considered generally the really hot pepper, the ghost pepper, which I also have here. But this Trinidad Scorpion is supposedly even more intense. So,
would you eat that right now?
I would taste it. But if you wanted to do the whole shebang, we do have a hot pepper eating contest at the end of the day.
Do people die?
Nobody's died
not
yet.
Not many.
When you eat stuff that's too hot, does it make your ears hurt?
You can definitely start crying.
Crying makes sense to me. When I've eaten something that is really hot, my ears hurt. I was just asking.
That might be special about you.
Yeah. You're a special person, Monty.
I knew I needed to worry about it a little bit. Now, what I like about chilies and chili and hot sauce is I like heat more than your average bear, but not like a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
But I like there to be a good flavor with it too, not just heat for heat's sake. And you have a hot sauce that is the Kitchen Garden brand Sriracha. Now, I was under the impression that Sriracha was a proprietary name or brand, the cock sauce, as we like to call it, because it's
rooster
got a picture
sauce.
Of a rooster on it, FCC. But you know, anything can be called Sriracha if it's made in what way? Or
Sriracha
what?
Is just a style of sauce that originated in Thailand. It's a chili sauce. It's primarily chilies and garlic, and ours is just that. It's our own chilies and garlic. And
can I put a little on my
yeah,
finger?
Yeah, I want to do it.
That's really good. Now, what would you consider that? Medium, mild?
I think it's hotter than the traditional rooster sauce
yeah.
brand.
And it's
nice
hum. It continues for a while, but it doesn't pick up more heat. It just says, I'm still here. Enjoy me.
Caroline Pam from the Kitchen Garden, who are presenting their third Chili Fest this year at Mike's Maze in Sunderland. All right, Caroline, if you taste a little bit of that scorpion pepper, I'll taste a little bit of that scorpion pepper. This may be the dumbest thing I've ever done on the radio.
I mean, we can't look at these. We can't not do it.
We got to try.
I'm not doing it.
Will you take one of us to the hospital?
I will be the designated driver. All
right. So this is the one. It's an orange pepper. It looks like a hanging lantern.
It looks like a grenade for your mouth. An orange mouth grenade.
It looks like a lot of the different habanero types, but what sets it apart is this cute little pointy tip it has at the bottom.
Like a scorpion.
Is eating the tip the hottest part?
No, the hottest part with any chili is always up at the top where the seeds and ribs are.
Oh, okay.
If you really know how hot it is, you got to eat up top.
No comment.
Okay,
go for it.
This is something I would normally wear gloves for, even to break it open. Make the sriracha, we don't use this type of pepper, but we wear a ventilator. We wear a respirator mask because the fumes are pretty intense.
Okay.
I will rip it open.
You're taking a huge bite.
I am not going to eat this whole thing,
okay.
I swear.
She's chewing it.
She's still breathing.
It is spreading all around my mouth right now. It started on my tongue and it's moving back.
I can see it in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't die. You're trained.
I'm going to make it.
All right, I got to try.
Folks, this has never been attempted before on any radio station.
And this again is called the what?
Trinidad Scorpion. Rock you like
a hurricane. He's nibbling. He's taking a nibble.
I'm actually chewing it too, so I'm not just swallowing it down there.
That was not a small bite either.
He's worried.
It bothers me that is hot, but not so hot that my ears hurt. Although I can tell you it's affecting my ability to talk.
Yeah, don't speak so fast.
We'll be right back. You can find more about the Chili Fest and the Kitchen Garden at buylocalfood.org.